I enjoy our conversations with our next two guests. As on every other Tuesday, we are lucky enough to have Tim Vicks, city manager for the city of Manchester, and for a limited time, the West Delaware School District as being represented by Superintendent Dr. Kristen Rickey to the program. Has it been sinking in slowly?
I think so, yes. Time seems to be moving more quickly as we get closer.
Well, but you know what? You've got great plans, and you're leaving behind a very capable staff and an amazing facility. If you don't mind, can I start there?
Let's do that.
Because April 24th, right?
April 29th.
Ooh, April 29th. It's the big facility-wide open house to invite the public to come and see the renovations, the remodels. Now, all the schools are going to be open, right?
Yes, I'm really excited about it. So from 5 o'clock to 8 o'clock, it's an open house style. People can come whenever it suits their schedule. And all three buildings will be open, so I'm hoping people will go to multiple buildings. There will be people there to take them on a guided tour, and we'll start those every 15 minutes. And so no matter what time they'll get there, they just wait a few minutes and another guided tour will start. And while they're waiting, there will be a video of some of the bigger projects throughout the district. But then when they go to each of the renovated spaces, there will also be a video playing that shows what it used to be like before we renovated. And then, of course, they look around themselves and see what it's like now. And I was joking with some people in the district, you almost forget what it used to be like because we've lived with the renovations for a little while now. But it is just amazing the impact this has made for our students. So it's beautiful.
One of the things that I know that has had some of the greatest impact from a facility-wide aspect is not one that's readily seen. Absolutely. It's the asbestos mitigation and the new HVAC systems that are in there.
Yes.
Have you, you know, as a superintendent, you also are privy to numbers. Have you seen the numbers? Are we getting a good investment, return on our investment?
It's too soon to actually quote the numbers now, but I have no doubt that we will get an amazing return on that investment. Already, I will tell you that the lighting changes to LED lighting resulted in rebates between all three buildings, somewhere in the neighborhood of $80,000 rebates just for updating our lighting. That doesn't even include the energy savings. On top of that, our new HVAC systems, we estimate that even adding air conditioning will still cost less in energy than it cost just to run the heating systems because they were so old and inefficient. So we know that we'll see those returns. We haven't seen them yet. It's too soon, but we know that we'll see those. And it's interesting for people to know that the HVAC systems come out of a fund called PEPL or SAVE, which is sales tax money and physical plant money, as well as the bond referendum. But the savings in energy comes back into our general fund, which is what we use to buy curriculum materials, pay our staff, et cetera. So it really reaps benefits, not to mention it's so much more comfortable and we won't have to close because of heat.
Yeah, that's a very good plus. So you mentioned, you know, what went in to pay for a lot of these, and I know part of it is the bond, the tax levy on there. And we just received, as we warned everybody, hey, you're going to be getting a letter from the county. But don't take it 100% true. And we saw it with our own eyes when we were looking at ours. Have you received callbacks of people maybe being a little bit still confused about what this was about?
A few. Not very many, but we have had a few. I think it's really important for people to remember this letter was sent out because it's a new requirement from our state government. So it has county taxes, city taxes, and school taxes there. It's honestly a little bit difficult to read because of the way that it's laid out. And for schools, we didn't know what our available funding from the state would be when we were required to send those letters. And so we had to, once those letters go out, you can't raise a levy, you can only reduce it. So we had no choice really but to put out the worst case scenario, the highest possible levy, in the hopes that we could reduce that somewhat. But we had had to do that because we didn't know what our state funding was. Since then, we've received our state funding amounts. Now, it's not a lot for West Delaware because it's 2.5%, which, as you know, doesn't keep up with inflation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But also at West Delaware, we've had declining enrollment. So it's not a 2.5% increase. It's based on each student. So when you do the math on that for West Delaware, it is a 0.7% increase for us. And you can imagine that's difficult to make ends meet. But last night we had our first public hearing on the budget. There will be another one that's scheduled for April 29th at 7 a.m. in the central office. It's open to anyone who wants to come listen and make comments. But we've already lowered that increase on the levy. Still looking at an increase for various reasons having to do with that, just frankly needing to keep the school running at a high level. But we had been looking at about $1.26 per thousand increase. And now we're going to republish at about $1.08 increase. The board can still decrease that further, but we know they won't go above that. So we're already decreasing what was in that letter. And they'll make a final decision on April 29th.
Well, and of course, along with that, the public discussion, the discernment is, you know, things will have to be reassessed. Budget cuts will be made because when you're dealing with such a fractional increase of money, you have to look at the realities of the situation.
Yes, absolutely. And that is some of the reason we're planning for that by offering early retirement this year. We're making adjustments so that our students don't feel the impact. We're trying not to lose any programs, but we have to deal with the reality that a 2.5% increase is just simply not enough to keep up with inflation. But we are going to be able to offer the high quality programs that we have had. I also want people to understand that our board had a very difficult discussion about the levy. We don't want to raise that, but we have to keep our school functioning. It's the heart of a community, and we have to have well-performing schools. And so we need to do what we can to manage our budget. I am very proud of them that they talked about decreasing that increase, if you will. But also, people need to understand that there is a rollback from the state that rolls back the taxable value of your home to somewhere around 46% of your value. So it's taxed at a much lower level than the assessed value this year. That changes yearly. And for average people, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but for a $100,000 home, that increase is in the neighborhood of a couple dollars a month. And so it's not a massive increase, even though it may look like it on paper. But nonetheless, we're very concerned about that for people. We don't take that lightly, and we'll have another hearing to discuss it before we make a final decision.
Well, it's a very serious conversation that is not complete yet. So, but I want to change the subject to something that's good. Pancakes. May is coming, and before you know it, we've got the pancake and the 5K. Tell us, get some details.
So that's a fundraiser for Friends of Music, supports our music program and all the work that they do with our students, and all the support we get from that Friends of Music group, as we do from all of our Booster Club groups, which we really appreciate. So May the 4th is a 5K run. You can also walk it. Should be beautiful weather by then, and pancake breakfast. So we really encourage people to sign up for that. You can find that on our website, Facebook page, and so on. And we're really excited to participate in that. So we encourage everybody to do that.
Indeed. And before we go, we got one other thing, and that has to do with the summer meals.
Yeah.
Are we still able to offer summer meals?
Yes, we will offer the free summer meals again. We don't yet have the details on the dates and the times, but it will be very similar to what we've had in the past. Free breakfast, free lunch. That's for all children under the age of 18 that are able to partake in the meals. So what I mean by that is if you have a two-year-old, but they're able to eat the food we provide, they are welcome to come. This has nothing to do with financial need. It is free for everyone who is under the age of 18. We want people to come. We want our students who are athletes in sports camps. We want daycares. We want, if the grandkids are visiting, bring them. They don't have to be a Delaware County resident. They don't have to be a Manchester or West Delaware student.
Indeed. We'll have more details that next time we talk. As we tick away the clock, making us sad every time you come in here. Dr. Kristen Rickey with West Delaware Schools, a part of our guest of the day here on KMCH. Tim Vick is going to be in the house in mere moments. We're going to talk to the city of Manchester.